Jared LeBrun's going to join us in a couple of minutes. Hockey will begin phase two on Monday. The headline is probably more exciting than what it actually is. Because I guess facilities are open to players. But, you know, players, they're not mandatory. And we still have a month to go before training camp, and that's at best.
It's at least a positive.
It's something,
guys.
You're right, absolutely.
It's a positive. Like, it's a, you know, unfortunately, you can't just compare the NBA and go, well, the NBA did this, now you're going to do. The NHL is going to, they're going to go methodically through this. So stage two has started. So you're going to open that up. Teams are going to be able to open their facilities to players. They're going to have to adhere by the rules. The rules were laid out. No coaches on the ice, all of the above that has been basically brought forth in the documents. But I'm fine with it. At least to me, they're pushing the narrative forward. I would love for them, you know, if you want concrete dates, I would love for them to say June 15th, we're going to give you where the hubs are, the cities. You know, June 15th, we'll know. I don't know. That's the thing. Person in hockey, I keep asking, you know, are you hearing the hubs? Well, I think they're leaning towards here. Everyone's got a different opinion about it, but the National Hockey League hasn't. I'm sure in their minds they know exactly where they want to be, but, you know, whether it's because of the civil unrest or because of the actual quarantine situation, they're up against it on either side, Mark.
That's been brought up a lot with the protests going on throughout the United States. Those are mass gatherings. A lot of people are wearing masks, but not everyone. And just right. That we know, one of the few things we know, that is a breeding ground for the virus. Right. How much does that affect? Like, I don't know who's in, you know, if Gary Bettman truthfully told you who the two leading candidates are. But say it's Vegas and Columbus. How much did it affect those two cities? And how much does it affect their decision to keep it in the United States or to turn around and say, let's just do two in Canada. We make more money in Canada because of the dollar.
Right.
And Vancouver and Edmonton have low numbers. Let's just do it that way. I don't know if that's even a possibility. But
I'm sure. To be honest, Mark, I think everything's on the table. And that's been proven true based on how they're going through this. Because it wasn't that long ago we were hearing, well, what are they going to do with the playoff format? Are they going to try and finish a regular season and bring everyone back? Or are they going to try a playoff format? Well, where do you saw off the teams? Is it, you know, I think Mark Giordano on our show last week talked about they had even had the conversation of where teams were at after 68 games. So going back in the standings and taking a look. You know, there was probably no magic formula that worked for everyone. You know, the 24 teams seem to work. You know, you're picking up Montreal, you're picking up Chicago, where both of those teams were very thin to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I so far, I don't have a complaint other than, yes, it's almost like hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I think the NHL is at least doing what they can with this process. But like I say, my next biggest thing is I'm hoping they're circling a date and going, yeah, we're going to announce by June 15th because we got to work backwards from August, whatever, 5th or 1st.
Let's ask Pierre. Yeah, let's ask Pierre when they're going to come with the heater.
We have questions. Our next guest often has the answers. Join us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is our hockey insider, Pierre LeBrun. How are you, Pierre?
I'm all right. I'm all right, boys.
I love it. I love it on a Friday. You know, we all have questions about what's happening, when the hub cities will be announced. What do you know at this point? What is the timeline about making that announcement for the two cities that will host the rest of this season?
Yeah, so I checked in on that yesterday, and the league has not cut down the list from the 10 teams that they announced last week that were on the short list. And they've done that on purpose. Commissioner Gary Bettman doesn't want to cut down the list until the 11th hour. They want to stay as nimble as they can because the pandemic keeps shifting, and they don't want to be caught announcing two cities now and then realizing by late July, when they hope to drop the puck, that one of those two cities has become a hotspot. Not that they can totally control that, but what they're trying to do right now is keep as many cities in the group as long as they can. So league staff this week continue to work out logistical details for 10 different possible hub cities. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, with I'd say about 2 weeks from now, I think the league's going to have to start cutting down.
Pierre, you said before, I heard you a couple of weeks ago saying, you know, everyone's excited. There's general excitement about the NHL coming back, but don't get too excited here. I mean, at the last minute, there might be something, you know, they pull the plug, whether it be medical or just the virus. Like, are you still kind of cautiously optimistic about this?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm just trying to do my job, and I know that I've had some Twitter followers and some...
No, I totally agree with you, by the way, Pierre. Yeah, like, everyone's so fascinated with this, but it might not happen.
No, that's right, and I'm just trying to keep people honest through this process, and I think a lot of fans were confused when the league did a pretty glitzy thing announcing the format, and I'm just trying to tell people the format's just step one.
Mm-hmm.
And even after yesterday, again, another announcement that the format had been finalized, but again... The preliminary discussions are just that right now on phase three or phase four. The NHLPA and the NHL have yet to get going on in a serious way on negotiating training camp and the Hub City protocol. That's the whole ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that negotiation? You know, as a player said to me this week, you know, we voted yes on the format, which is if we're playing, here's what it's going to look like. The next vote is going to be, are we playing? And that's going to be a real big vote. And so that's a couple weeks away. You know, just getting through phase two was big. They finally announced phase two would commence next week. I actually put out a list of the 24 teams today about how every team is treating phase two differently. It's really interesting. I mean, the Leafs hope to open Monday, and they've got 20 players in the city. The Montreal Canadiens hope to open their facility next Wednesday. They got 3 players in the city. Like, every team is different depending on where their players went. The Carolina Hurricanes have 7 players in their market, but they've decided not to open their facility next week. St. Louis Blues are not opening next week. Well, because if you don't have your full team, and if the players are happy with the way their workouts are going now, i.e. they found their own ice, it's easier for them to keep doing that than perhaps to go to the NHL facility where you got to go for the temperature check and the testing and all these things and all the protocol that was announced in phase two. So it's really interesting from team to team how everyone has kind of taken a different tack to what phase two means, the small group workouts.
Well, you know, Pierre, I read your article, and you know, I would say that I would argue the common theme outside of Toronto, which Toronto you mentioned has, you know, so many guys back here. You know, Montreal has so little, but Montreal's been a hot spot. And you know, Tampa and some of these warm weather places, guys stay. Well, yeah, big shocker. They're going to stay in an area where they can, you know, have some form, especially in Florida, where things loosened a lot quicker than other scenarios. But when I look at this whole process, like, do you think it just makes sense for guys to stay home, you know, or stay where they are as far as where they're going through this pandemic, instead of rushing back to a home city? There's no guarantee that you're even going to play until that next phase. Does it make sense for them to just stay put, right?
Yeah, I think so, Noodles, and I wonder what Odax thinks of this, but, like, you know, let's just bring up Austin Matthews and Freddie Anderson. That's the easy example, because they're one of the few Leafs who won't be back when phase two starts next week. But why should they? We don't even know.
Because I'm just thinking PR for the league. Like, you want that money shot where Austin Matthews walking into a rink, Freddie Anderson walking into the rink, just for NHL fans, Sidney Crosby with his hockey equipment on, Patrick Kane with his, you know, carrying a bag into the Chicago rink, just for excitement, PR. Like, you get those shots and people start thinking, oh, maybe I got to watch that in a month. I just think for PR, it would be great, and it's great for the players too and the organizations. When the stars are around, everything's a little bit better, Pierre. You know that, being around these guys.
For sure. But don't forget, like, as I said today in my piece, like, the Leafs have 20 guys, but 3 of them are in quarantine right now. So whenever Matthews and Anderson come back, they're going to have to quarantine. Now, there may be something where the Canadian government announces within the next week, perhaps, depending on who you believe, that they can amend that for pro athletes, and then that would be obviously a game changer for all the NHL players coming back to Canadian teams. But in the meantime, until that's the case, I think that if you're Austin Matthews or Freddie Anderson, you might as well, they've got a great routine set up, and they got ice in Arizona, figure out, you know, if training camp isn't until July 15th, I think you got to stay where you're happy. And listen, the Vancouver Canucks have 3 players in town right now. They're going to open phase two with 3 players. So Vancouver right now has decided they're not going to open their facility probably till June 12th or around there. You know, Minnesota Wild is probably looking at June 23rd. So not everyone's opening next week because a lot of them, their players are all over the place and happy with where they are.
And geography plays a big factor in this. And it's apples and oranges, but it sounds like the Raptors are going to report to Orlando earlier than other teams just so they don't have to worry about the border and have players go through the quarantine process a few times.
Right.
Have you heard of any teams who are contemplating having their training camp in a city other than their own?
Right. So it's funny you say that. Jim Benning of the Canucks did mention the possibility last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, because of the fact that so many of his players are outside the country and they were worried about the 14-day quarantine. Now, again, if the Canadian government decides to play a ball on that, then that changes things, and then you don't have to worry about that. I mean, I tell you what, there were some teams that were worried that they might have to move phase two to another city, but as it turns out, all 24 markets in return to play have been able to get the clearance locally. I was talking to Lou Lamoriello today, and, you know, that was of interest to them, but they're going to be able to open next week for the Islanders, and that was probably in doubt a few weeks ago, right? And when you talk about hotspots, but that's the next big piece of news will be if the Canadian government says, okay, you know what, as long as you guys come back and are with your team and so on, maybe they amend the 14-day quarantine, and that'll change things dramatically for a lot of Canadian teams.
Pierre, I don't know if you've dug real deep into it, but I'm, you know, obviously a new CBA has to be sorted out as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm, you know, reading, and I know you guys are chipping away at it, but, you know, is it something, like, there's just so many moving parts right now. They're trying to return to play. They're trying to figure out the hub cities. And then all on top of that, you know, hey, it would be nice to sort out a CBA and have a plan moving forward so that we can work hand in hand to kind of rebuild the game, rebuild the economics of the game. Are you hearing any, you know, chatter on that and any type of headway potentially?
Yeah. So that's huge too, Noodles. I'm glad you mentioned that because while for some players the biggest part in all this is when they finally see the details on the hub cities and the protocol, whether or not they want to go through that. For other players, I'm hearing from it's, what's the financial clarity before we commit to this? I mean, what are we buying into here over the next couple of years in terms of escrow and everything else? And so the NHLPA is busy trying to form its negotiating committee and putting some players on there. And the league and the PA at some level have already been talking about CBA stuff, but certainly the negotiations on a long-term extension are going to take a whole other level here soon. And that's important because I do think there are a lot of agents and players who, if not an actual extension in place, certainly want to have some clarity on what the players are coming back to. Like how much on the dollar are they losing over the next couple of years here? And could a long-term CBA, if at all possible, help stabilize that situation, right? Maybe you could limit escrow and
right,
you know, spread it over a number of years and all kinds of ideas that are out there. And you know, I talked to Donald Fehr last week, and certainly his intention was to continue to have those economic discussions with Gary Bettman.
Are the Olympics still on the table?
Not heard that a whole lot. I got to be honest, that's probably not
that's
a front burner issue right now. When you consider how the 2021 season, I know the Olympics wouldn't be till the year after, but when you consider how the calendar is going to be thrown into chaos over the next couple of years.
Yeah, you just wonder if this kills it, right? Like if it was on life support before this.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Let's put it this way. I've not asked the question, so okay. I can't say that it's not still going to be an item that the players are going to push for. But on all the things that are on the table right now for each side, I don't know that it's a priority.
All right. Awesome stuff, Pierre. Hopefully the Cowboys sign Dak Prescott. That's all I got.
I'll tell you what, if there is football, I'm liking their chances.
Oh, get serious. We do this every year.
I know. I'm a
sucker. Then there's an epic collapse, and then you have no answers. You're like, well, they're still good. What about next year? And then it's a vicious cycle.
That CeeDee Lamb could be.
And O-Dog is that really good friend. He's the first text I get when the Cowboys are getting massacred. He's like one of the first texts. He loves it.
And by the way, Pierre, I have some news for you. I'm now a Buccaneers fan.
I heard through the grapevine. Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That is. I don't know about that.
He's come over to the conference. So.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm sticking.
I hope Tom Brady's first six games of the year are better than his first six holes in that match play game there.
Man, was he slapping it around?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. But I'm sticking with the Patriots. I'm telling you, Bill Belichick, he's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat. I'm telling you,
man.
Huh.
If the Bills can't win the division this year, that's
well,
going to be tough.
They get.
I mean, the Bills will win that division. All right, boys.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
he's
Pierre.
Done.
There you go.
He's done. He's like, all right, I'm done. Like, were we done with him? I don't know.
We're done. He's gone. He's gone.
There's our hockey insider, Pierre LeBrun. He's joined us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. The showroom's open. They're taking the necessary steps to provide a safe environment for every guest. Visit Maple Toyota next to Wonderland or buy online at MapleToyota.com.